Well, down in Florida, that's the opposite. That's what they're saying, and they're saying we are going to take it. There goes Twisted Sister. Make sure you check out House of Hair every Saturday night with Dee Snider, 8 o'clock right here on the river. Down in Florida, after Hurricane Flo came through, this is what's going on. This is just so typical Florida, too. After the hurricane, along the beach, not in the water, all these bricks of pot are washing ashore. Tons and tons of bricks of pot. Pounds and pounds of pot. People are out swimming. You know, they're out there enjoying the sun, having their bath salts, eating one another, molesting, doing all this stuff they do so naturally in Florida that's instinctive. And then they're sitting out there, basking in the sun or in the bath salt, and they're like, huh? There's a brick of dope. Well, there's a brick over there. So now what the people are doing is they're going to the beach and they're going out for swims or getting on their wakeboards or whatever, their paddleboard. They're fighting over these big bricks of dope that are washing ashore, and no one yet knows where they're coming from.
I was going to say, where in the world are they coming in from?
No one knows. If they're coming in from Cuba, if there's like some boat that wrecked out somewhere that this storm kind of woke up and rustled around and all this pot's floating to the surface. Nobody, some people think that it could have been in a house. You know what I mean?
It was maybe it got washed out or something.
In the Carolinas, that's kind of circled back around.
No way.
Nobody knows where all this dope's coming from, but there's tons of it, and people keep finding it. And every time they find it, they're on the beach. People start tug-of-warring, fisticuffs. They're all fighting over dope down there.
Oh, because it could not have washed up in a dirtier state for it.
I know.
I mean, that's where it ends up, Florida.
You remember when the tsunami in Japan happened, and they said, like, pianos and safes were washing ashore up farther north than we are, than San Francisco, but up in, like, Oregon, along the coast up north, pianos, safes, motorcycles, boats.
Yeah.
All this stuff they would find washing ashore, money, and all this different stuff. Never did they find bricks of pot. Only in freaking Florida does that show up on a beach.
It's only our country that has that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. And the people are fighting over it.
What happens with this kind of stuff when you lose bricks of pot? Do the people that lose the bricks of pot come back after it?
Really? Would you?
I don't know how that works.
You lose.
That seems like a lot of money.
You lose, okay, but a lot of it's illegal money. And most of these people, and I don't know what the drug laws are in Florida, but a lot of these people, if they've got this stuff wrapped up and it's washing out to sea, this didn't come from a legit dispensary. They would have moved it.
No. This is probably drug dealer stuff.
Yeah, this is drug dealer stuff. So any drug dealer goes, hey, man, I lost like $2 million worth of dope. Have you guys seen it? Hey, officer, you know all that dope that's washing up on shore? That's mine. No one's going to claim this.
I think they hunt. Do they hunt for it, you think?
Well, yeah.
You know, you've seen those movies. It happens in those movies like that, where the people, they come out and they hunt you down and they go after their product and they shoot you and
whatever
else.
Yeah, but that's when people steal it or, you know, there's some sort of transaction that goes bad. I mean, this isn't no country for old men. This stuff's washing ashore.
You don't think people are coming in? You don't think the
cartel?
Yeah, the cartel guys are coming after
it. Well, I mean, they might be trying
to
track down where the hell their boat went and why this pot's coming off of it, but no. It's just, they're going to fight over it, these people in Florida, because it's, they want it.
I got to be honest, I've never seen a brick of cocaine or a brick of marijuana wash up on shore, but I don't think it
would. Oh, you mean outside of your lungs? you mean you've never seen a bale of pot outside your lungs?
No.
Yeah.
It would look unfamiliar to me, though. It would look like something every instinct inside me would be like, take it, smoke it, take it.
Just hillbillies. They're out there on the beach playing tug of war with it. You know their kids are, but they do the same thing. They found a sack of heroin, a syringe. I mean, they're fighting over the dope. Pick it up and take it into the cops.
Are we still talking about Florida?
Yeah.
Yes, they would.
Yeah, they absolutely would. 8 o'clock, Disney tickets. We got 4 passes, 2 days, plus we'll get Thursday rolling. A bunch of other stuff to talk about. Sit tight. Oh, and you know what we got tonight? Week 3 for Pigskin. We'll get into that next.